At least 350 Fukushima residents have brought a lawsuit claiming damages against the operator of the failed nuclear plant, Tokyo Electric Company, and the Japanese government agencies they claim are responsible. The case will be heard next month on the second anniversary of one of the world's worst nuclear accidents, which followed the earthquake and tsunami on March 11, 2011. The lawyer for the plaintiff said this is the largest suit ever filed against government agencies.
My clients are seeking $535 each for each month they've been forced out of their homes and businesses. However, this suit is not primarily about money. Official agencies have showed negligence and need to be held accountable.
The residents are claiming that officials were aware of the damage that a tsunami would cause and failed to take sufficient measures against a possible nuclear meltdown.
Since the government cannot reduce radiation levels to the way they were before the disaster, we hold them liable for the damage caused. The wrong decisions were made by officials and agencies every step of the way throughout Japan's nuclear program and following the nuclear accident.
Many Fukushima residents claim the area around the plant is still suffering from problems triggered by the nuclear disaster.
The people of Fukushima are angry because they lost their hometowns, their work, and their schools. They have not been compensated, and the people responsible have not been arrested.
I am here to show my support for the people of Fukushima who are suing, and I really hope they win their case.
Fukushima's agricultural business is suffering. Many crops are unable to be grown, or even if they are grown, they cannot be shipped because of the fear of radioactive contamination.
The residents of Fukushima are angry about the delays in reconstruction, and observers say this is the first of many lawsuits to come. Catherine McKino, Press TV, Tokyo.